Losers. Loser phone sex. That's phone sex where if you're a loser, I make you a bigger loser. Piggy loser. Now, Piggy loser's been, you know, my loser for a couple of years. You can find him if you dig into my blog. He's in there. There's pictures of him. There's pictures of him with a vacuum cleaner where he's trying to suck his dick off. And you know, his dick is little. I'm always afraid he's going to rip that little thing off with the vacuum cleaner. You know, if it's a good one like a Hoover, you could be in a lot of trouble. Or if it's an old one. You know, some of those old vacuum cleaners were mighty. Last night, Piggy Loser contacted me on the messenger, and he confessed a whole bunch of stuff. So I'm sort of going to rattle through it here and expose him for some humiliation that's, you know, rightfully his. I mean, he deserves to be humiliated because he's such a loser. Did you know that Piggy Loser is a school teacher and he wears panties under his clothes to work? I think he said that he doesn't wear them because they feel good. He wears them because he likes to think that maybe someday some girl will see him at work in his panties. I don't know how that's going to happen unless he's like a maintenance guy with his, you know, crack of his ass hanging out of his pants, and instead of that, he's got his panties hanging out of his pants and bends over to pick up maybe a pencil or a piece of chalk. What about it, Piggy Loser? Have you ever done that? So he says he gets so ashamed by all these thoughts that he has that he can't stop it, and he's so weak. And he wants a woman like me to control him. Well, Piggy Loser, listen to me. I do control you. I own you and I control you. Otherwise, you wouldn't have sent me that black and pink push-up bra, would you? Or all those nice workout videos that I've been using to get myself in shape for the summer again? Well, anyhow, go ahead. Keep confessing those secrets to me so I can tell them to everyone. What's this? Real sex doesn't do it for me anymore. It used to, but humiliation does. Now, he had this ex-girlfriend, and she didn't know that he really never liked sex, but rather wanted to be laughed at. And when she was away, he would steal her panties and her roommate's panties, and he was hoping that he would get caught and exposed. So you are caught and exposed. Now I'm telling everybody, loser. Maybe I'll even tell your mom who you live with. Oh, what a loser you are. So he was begging me to confide. So I told him to confess your first humiliation. He said he was wearing his girlfriend's old panties, and it was a green thong. She was away at work. He tried them on, and then he went in her closet and found these combat boots there. So he dropped to his knees and started licking them and pretended she was wearing them. And while he was doing that, he came right all over the floor. And he probably licked it up. Didn't you, loser? You know, it's funny you should say this about the combat boots, because I have a pair of utility boots, and they're green, they're real heavy, and you can wear them in, you know, they're like almost like wading boots for fishing. Is that what you were looking? Were you in my closet, loser? Maybe I'll dig them out. I'm going to take a picture of them and put them on the website and have you confess that you want those too. He even wants to go to a prostitute just to make her make him wear panties while she laughs at him. So, loser, listen to this. I'm laughing at you in those panties. He has a box of panties that his ex-girl left, and he's been wearing them for the past 3 years, coming in them, and, you know, he's such a loser. She would give him blowjobs and think about other women humiliating me while she was sucking his cock. You know, that would really piss me off. I don't suck cock. You know, that's a whole another blog post. I know there's a good one in in the blog somewhere where I explain why I have losers like you sucking cock, not me. I'm not putting that stuff in my mouth. It's your job to suck cock, loser, and get that dick ready for my perfect pussy. Okay, loser. So, you can sit here for the next 6 months playing with yourself and listening to this audio. I expect a nice tribute from this, and don't give me any sass. You know what Mandy likes. So, on that note, loser, I am going to put this blog post up, and I will enjoy myself knowing that you and a bunch of other losers out there with little dicks and some without are going to be wishing this post was about them. And Piggy Loser, you got your wish. You're exposed. You're humiliated. You are a loser. And you other losers out there, give Miss Mandy a call tonight. I am at 877-732-6360. I start my day around noon, and I work usually until about 1 a.m. Eastern Time, and I am ready and able to abuse you, humiliate you, take control of you, tease and deny you. 1-877-732-6360. You are addicted to Miss Mandy. Memorize this number. 1-877-732-6360. And write 100 times, "I love Miss Mandy." That'll make your little dick hard, won't it? And I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye from Miss Mandy.